music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Yesayer from their album Yesayer, and that's Fingers Never Bleed. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Thanks to Stuart, and what a wonderful programme he makes there. The Great Donalettes at Midnight, and for the next 2 hours, it's me. Sunday night for you, Thursday morning for me, I'm pre-recording a show in my little house in North Manchester, where the ambience outside sounds like this. It's quiet. Almost too quiet. So let's shut the window. So, minimal electronica, in particular Little Dragon. Little Dragon is my featured artist this week. There's something about their music, and the music that Yeyse make, and the music that Subtrack make, and all that kind of minimal electronica stuff that I really like at the moment. Reminds me of the... it almost has the aesthetics of the Bristol trip-hop scene from the 90s, which was hugely influential where music's concerned on me and my band and friends. Music from that era, and as I say, my featured artist is Little Dragon. We're going to hear from Subtract in a minute, which was a recommendation from Julian Nelson, featuring the voice of Little Dragon, a song called Wildfire, and also songs about the sea. I realised when I was going down the Welsh coast a couple of weeks ago that I haven't sat near the ocean for some time, and I do miss it. A load of songs about the sea, plus Elbow are currently writing our next album, and there's a song about, in fact there's two songs about the sea on that record, and maybe I'm wondering why. So let's explore these things together, shall we? The Beckopedia will be dropping by with Paul Isaac's Fisherman, which fits neatly into this week's theme. A song for Guy recommendations from you lot, and it's a great week for new music, as I just proved with that Yeyse track. So for now, here's Subtract with Wildfire, a song for Guy recommendation from Julian Nelson, featuring the voice of Little Dragon. Happy Sunday!
Drowning in a voice saying, "It's crime."
Subtract and Wildfire. If you're looking for Subtract's music feverishly, you need to take all the vowels out and turn the C to a K, irritatingly. One of the themes of this week's show is the sea. This next song I first heard in demo form way back in 98, 99, when Elbow were making our first record. We were very much inspired by the demos that made up Dove's first album eventually. The version of Sea Song I had was 9 minutes long. I mean, it's a long tune anyway. In its edited form, it's 6 minutes 13. And I wish I could find the mini disc with the longer version on. But it's one of those songs that could go on forever because it's so beautiful. I'd like to dedicate it to my friend Jimmy and his Mrs. Ursula and send him all my love while we listen to it together. The beautiful, the timeless Sea Song by Doves. very, very satisfying, eh? Doves from the album Lost Souls, which you must buy because you're buying music, because you're a Six Music listener, and therefore you love music, so you buy it and support the artist. Lost Souls from Doves, and that was Sea Song. Isn't it beautiful?
Six Music.
Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, right? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On Six Music.
Six Music.
BBC Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
New music again now on Six Music. This is just outstanding. Rosie Plain is originally Rosalind Leyden. She's based in Bristol, but she was born in Winchester. I've never heard her music before, but this song, I love the sentiment, I love the delivery, I love the sound of her voice, I think it's beautiful. The song's called Catch Up, it's by Rosie Plain, and do you know what? I'm going to play it next week as well because it's ace.
Like we thought we would. We are joined, sometimes unjoined anew. I've been thinking about you, sometimes talking about you. We are joined, sometimes unjoined anew. We are cold at great distances, we are cold up close. Sometimes unjoined anew. We are letting it on slowly. How well I know you, or you might know me. We are joined, sometimes unjoined anew. We are eating it slowly. How I might eat you, or you might eat me. We are joined, sometimes unjoined. Sometimes unjoined.
Told you. Amazing, isn't it? Rosie Plain from the album Joined Sometimes Unjoined. That was Catch Up. I really like the cut of her jib. I think that's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, amazing. I'm going to play it next week. And if that wasn't enough, some more beautiful music now. Emma Pollock. You've know Emma because I've played her before. She was in the Delgados. She was in the Burns Unit. Again, she has a fantastic voice. And this is part of a split tour EP with R.K. Hubbard. This is called Dark Skies. And again, it's new and it's beautiful.
From times unknown, but in the place the troubles we are shown, we are the root, we are the branch, we are the product of a million chances. Don't you love the way they dance above you in dark skies? Trip the sounds up in your mouth so that the words, they don't come out right. We could be anywhere in this kind of dark. Oh, let's be anyone, oh, let's be anyone. And they gave us a stage to write our own page of history. But you still call this design now from the only one who knows. I think I'll give the emperor back his clothes. Enoch Neltrick and Valley and Glenhead are all reflecting the stars overhead. Black glass, the water holds our eye. Not a movement, not a sign of pitching. Leave me suspended like this while the world does its pitching. I like to keep my fairy tales on shelves. My Goldilocks doesn't need explaining. Why can't it be just as simple as it looks? Don't need a sermon to balance these books staring up from the ground as the light it confounds us. And yet you still call this design now. From the only one who knows, I think I'll give the emperor back his clothes.
Amazing and beautiful Emma Pollock, and that was from the split tour EP with R.K. Hubbard, and the song was called Dark Skies. Once again, that was Emma Pollock. Time now to dive in the Desert Island Disc archive and surface Clutching a Pearl, this week from Whoopi Goldberg. I've never been quite sure about her name or lack of eyebrows, but she's got taste in music.
When did you start performing?
I think moments after I left the womb. That's the story my mother tells.
Really? So you were one of those kids dancing on the kitchen table saying, look at me, look at me.
Yeah. I love the idea that you could be any number of things. And to me, that's what acting was. It meant being able to get into some sort of virtual pod and time travel.
And you didn't, as far as I understand it then, you didn't start auditioning, doing the traditional things. You wrote for yourself and you performed for yourself. Why did you make that choice? That's quite a difficult thing to choose.
Well, because I thought no one will ever, there's nothing that exists that I know of that will show what I think I can do. So I might as well write myself stuff to say so people can see me doing it. And it evolved into writing these characters. And basically, when you go into audition, you're just supposed to do a monologue. So I wrote myself monologues to do that I knew I could do well.
Let's take a break for some music then. Track number 5.
Yes, it's Stevie Wonder. One of the greatest songs ever written, Superstition.
Do you know Stevie Wonder?
Yeah. Hello, Stevie.
What's he like?
He's a big old guy. He's a big old guy who is just... Genius is not even the word. It's just... He's like a walking musical note. And he's very funny. You know, he's the greatest. He's delicious.
Whoopi Goldberg chose Stevie Wonder on her episode of Desert Island Discs. More of that next week. So, part of the stuff I was listening to in the 90s, the whole Bristol scene, I already loved Massive Attack, and then I heard this stuff from Portishead. I went to visit my friend John, who studied film and literature at Warwick University, and
the DJ played some Portishead. It was a couple of days before they released the album Dummy. And I remember thinking, is this old? Is this new? What is this? I needed to know, and I went and made it my business, and he had a white label copy of Dummy. That was one of those rare things when I was waiting outside the shop when the record shop opened, wanting to buy this. And it represents for me a time of decision making, I suppose. All my friends left university in the same weekend, and the band stayed in order to be the band. And once I visited John at Warwick and saw the new social life he was having, and I signed on a couple of lectures as well, I thought, ah, John's moving on, John's having fun, I'm going to have to make this band thing work, or I'm going to feel foolish for the rest of my days. So this album represents a deep brown study for me, and absolutely no money as well. It's Portishead, it's Strangers, and it's from the album Dummy, and it's awesome. Portishead and Strangers. Julie Clemens has emailed us from Dallas. She's a regular listener to the show and emails us quite often as well. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about Rattlesnakes by Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, how all my friends that were with me one night knew all the words and I'd never heard it before, and it felt like not knowing the words to Happy Birthday. It was pretty amazing. In any case, Julie Clemens says, I'm emailing you about this song I'm hearing for the very first time in my life, swear to God. If you know it, okay. If you don't, holy, wow, gorgeous. Minnie Riperton, Le Fleur. According to my Spotify, it can be found on an album called Come to My Garden. Love, Julie in Dallas. Yeah, well, Julie, I do know this tune, and I think most people will have heard it, but they might not have known what it was. It is a fantastic tune. Le Fleur's by Minnie Riperton. However you're feeling, this is going to make you feel better.
Will somebody wear me to the fair?
Sing a lovely ballad.
Will a lady pin me in her hair? Will a child people forlorn inside every man lives the seed of life. If he looks within, he finds beauty and power.
Ring on the bell.
Plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
6 Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Mantra Luna.
Travelling to Australia 150 years ago would have been a tough, hazardous, but ultimately exhilarating experience. The quickest way to go was by clipper ship, a tall, sleek vessel packed to the gunwales with cargo, its huge sails filled with the raw power of the wind. From the moment the capstan's splintering grind raised the anchor, through the rough ride of the roaring 40s and round the Cape of Good Hope, to the welcome sight of the Australian coast after 100 days at sea, the crew would sing. Shanties, from the French word chanter, or sing, were working songs whose call and response style were perfect for coordinating gangs of sailors as they toiled about the ship. From swaying up the cargo from the dockside to sheeting home the topsail in a rainstorm, passengers would marvel at the strength of the men and the power of their voices as the brackish water washed the deck and they heaved their way inexorably southwards. These days you can fly to Australia in under 21 hours, safe, comfortable and secure in the knowledge that the cabin crew would rather you watch the in-flight movie than ask them for a song. But I'd rather go to Port Isaac in Cornwall to taste the salt air, listen to the shanties, and dream of fluttering canvas and an endless glittering ocean. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
In South Australia I was born.
Heave away, haul away.
South Australia, round Cape
Horn. We're bound South Australia. Australia.
As I went out one morning fair,
heave away, haul away.
But there I met Miss Nancy Blair.
We're bound to South Australia.
Haul away, a rolling king.
Heave away, haul away.
Haul away, you'll hear me sing.
We're bound to South Australia.
I shook her up, I shook her down.
Heave away, haul away.
I shook her round about the town.
We're bound to South Australia.
Haul away, a rolling king.
Heave away, haul away.
Haul away, you'll hear me sing.
We're bound to South Australia.
There was but one thing greased me mind.
Heave away, haul away.
Must leave Miss Nancy Blair behind.
We're bound to South Australia.
Haul away, a rolling king.
Heave away. Australia.
As we went down around Cape Horn,
hey. Heave away, hey. Haul away.
No wish to God you'd never been born.
We're bound to South Australia.
Haul away, a rolling king.
Heave away, haul away.
Haul away, you'll hear me sing.
We're bound to South Australia.
In South Australia I was born. Woo.
Heave away, haul away.
South Australia around Cape Horn.
We're bound for South Australia.
Haul away, a rolling king.
Heave away, haul away.
Haul away,
you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
It was Port Isaac's Fisherman Friends and South Australia as chosen by the Beckopedia. If you're feeling nautical, there's more sea-themed songs coming up. That's the only shanty this week, but more songs about the sea coming up. Now, we have a song for Guy recommendation from Scott Marion. It's here somewhere. Here he is. He says, I love your show, and especially this week's where we played examples of live performances. While listening, I remembered a live track by Bill Withers. The song is called Hope She'll Be Happier. I would love to share it with your listeners, as it isn't as well known as his other hits. This is not only a superb version of the song, but an example of his excellent songwriting abilities yet again. The song is so sad. At around 2 minutes 58, he holds a note for 12 seconds, and I love the bit where the audience claps. Great interaction. The song is from the album Bill Withers Live at Carnegie Hall, a must for any budding songwriter. Kind regards, Scott Marion. Scott, it's a true gift, this. Thank you so much for sending it in. It is beautiful. I've never heard it before. It's Bill with us live at Carnegie Hall, and the song's called Hope She'll Be Happier. And I once again have to apologise for killing Bill with us a few years ago. I played Ain't No Sunshine on this very programme, and then at the end, very sincerely, I said, the late, great Bill Withers. And of course, everybody emailed in telling me that he wasn't dead. He's still very active. He's just not a pop musician anymore. In fact, I got a very entertaining email that said, dear guy, not only is Bill Withers still with us, but I'm the producer of a BBC documentary called Still Bill. I ended up watching that documentary, and it's excellent. So yeah, apologises for killing you there, Bill. Thanks once again to Scott Marion for sending this in. This is live from Carnegie Hall, Bill Withers, and Hope She'll Be Happier.
Makes me seem bluer than I am. But in my heart there is a shower hope she'll be happy. Maybe the darkness of the hour makes me seem lonelier than I am. Over the dark she'll be happier with him. I can't believe that she don't want to see me. We lived in love with each other so long. I never thought that she really would leave me. But she's gone. Makes me seem lonelier than I am. But in my heart there is a shower hope she'll be happy. Mm-hmm.
song for Guy recommendation from listener Scott Marion. That was Bill Withers and Hope She'll Be Happier. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, try and make it a song that you don't think I've heard before, and let's discover new stuff together. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Our featured artist this week is Little Dragon. This is the song that introduced me to their music and her beautiful voice. This is DJ Shadow and Little Dragon. I've long been a fan of DJ Shadow's. This is my favourite song of 2011. It's called Scale It Back, and it's on the DJ Shadow album, The Less You Know, The Better. DJ Shadow and Little Dragon and Scale It Back. Prince at times there, wasn't she? That was DJ Shadow and Little Dragon, and the song was called Scale It Back. Absolutely brilliant. Her voice is beautiful. The singer from Little Dragon is Yukimi Nagano. Apparently, they're called Little Dragon because she used to have quite a fiery temper and she was always blowing up in the studio. And I'm not going to hold that against her because I used to do that as well. When I was a young man, I'd say I packed it in when I was probably about 20. I used to explode every time the band got together. At some point, I would throw a hissy fit, a Bonnie Langford-style strop. And yeah, I used to lose... I think, I don't know what it was. I was making music, initially, was tapping a part of me that would let my temper fly. And I had to learn how to control that because the band threatened to kick my head in if I didn't. Yeah, so Little Dragon apparently was a little dragon in the studio, but she stopped doing it. We have that in common. Yukimi Nagano, once again, beautiful voice. One more tune for them later on in the programme. For now, though, some more new music from Beechwood Sparks. This is called Forget the Song from their new album, The Tarnished Gold. Beechwood Sparks.
Garvey on the air.
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true. And you can make it undo, you see. Ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do. You know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true. And you can make it undo. You see. Ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, you know that there are, you know that there are, you know that there are. You know that there are.
Cat Stevens, if you want to sing out. That was recommended by Brian from Wales, who also recommends the film Harold and Maude, and that song's part of the soundtrack. If you've never seen Harold and Maude, it's hilarious and touching and now a beautiful, beautiful social document of the times. And Cat Stevens does the entire soundtrack. Once again, the film is Harold and Maude. You must watch it if you've not seen it. Make a note, go on, just pick that pen up. Harold and Maude, must watch. And that was Cat Stevens, and if you want to sing out. I'm going to play a tune by Milagres now called Moon on the Sea's Gate. I mentioned at the top of the show that I've met people who've never seen the sea, and that's quite common if you go far enough inland into America. It's understandable as well, it's a big, big place. We're an island. Of course, most of us have seen the sea at some point. Anyway, I remember my tour manager, Tom, getting rid of a load of guests after a show. A load of people piled on the bus after a show in the States. And Tom said, okay, time for everybody to leave. And nobody was leaving. So he said, right, hands up if you've got a passport. And none of our guests had passports. And he said, okay, hands up if you've never seen the ocean. And they all put their hands up. And he said, oh, I'm afraid you're going to have to get off the bus. And somewhere in their drunken brains, this made logical sense. And off they got. I found it very amusing. But yeah, very common. So one of my themes this week is the sea, which is why I'm talking about that. Milagres are a great band. Glowing Mouth was a top album from last year. And this is called Moon on the Sea's Gate.
I walked with you down
Hargreys and Moon on the Sea's Gate. I'm going to play Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. It's probably one of the most famous jazz instrumental tunes in existence, if not the. It was written by Paul Desmond, and I give it a spin every 6 months. And an interesting and lovely fact about this song is that when he died, Desmond left the rights. This was in 1977 he died. He left the rights, the performance royalty rights, to the American Red Cross. And it makes the Red Cross in America at approximately $100,000 a year. What a gift. What a lovely man Paul Desmond must have been. So here is the Dave Brubeck Quartet and Take Five. It doesn't matter how many times you hear this, it's still stunning. Especially the drumming, I think. Mm-hmm. Dave Brubeck Quartet and Paul Desmond's Take Five.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boy, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey Newbury, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Kev, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
Six
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Graham Watkes has a song for Guy recommendation for us. Where are you, Graham? I don't do this on purpose, you know. I usually find myself leafing through my emails on the air. Here we go. Graham John Watkes says, I've been thinking about the concept of musical growers. Certain bands do much more for me now than they ever did before. I find more in Radiohead than I ever did when I first listened to them. What makes me think Kid A is the best record ever made by Radiohead? Other opinions are available, but they're wrong, but there you go. When I bought it and liked many, what does it say here? When I bought it and liked many, was a bit perturbed and perplexed by it. I see. What he's asking is, why do I love Kid A so much now when I was perturbed and perplexed by it initially? Maybe it has enough space in it to expand and stretch with your experiences. Another definition of space in records, maybe. I don't know. Whoa, Graham. Where are you going with this? He says, I have a feeling I might add a few Elbow albums in a few years, which I think will have my new definition of space in music. Flattery will get you everywhere, I hear you say at this point, Guy. Thank you for reading my rambles, Graham Watkes. Graham, did you write that drunk? A space in music, stretching with your experience. And if you're saying maybe you like Elbow records in a few years, are you saying you don't like them now? Anyway, I know what you're saying. Codex by Radiohead is the tune that Graham's chosen for us to listen to. Kid A is the best Radiohead album. Discuss. Well, that's just beautiful. Radiohead and Codex. Certain artists will be remembered for defining this era. Radiohead, as well as being the 90s, I think will be one of them. Bjork, as well as being the 90s, will be one of them. My favourite Bjork album by far is Vespertine. It's an absolute work of art. And as if to prove it, here is a song called Unison from that very work.
One hand loves the other so much unmade, born stubborn, me will always be. Before you count 1, 2, 3, I will have grown my own private branch of this tree. You gardener, you discipliner, domestically I can obey all of your rules and still be bee. I never thought I would compromise. I never thought I would compromise. I never thought I would you.
Gorgeous, eh? That's Unison from Bjork from the album Vespertine, which I urge you to buy. Go and buy it. Our featured artist is Little Dragon, the quartet of high school mates from Sweden, from Gothenburg. And was it Gothenburg? Have I made that up? I have made... No, yeah, it is Gothenburg, I beg your pardon. So yeah, they're old buddies, which I like in a band, and I'm absolutely mad about her voice. The singer's name is Yukimi Nagano, the band's name is Little Dragon, and the song's name is Crystal Film. Tune from our featured artist this week, Little Dragon. The album's called Ritual Union. I know you love it. Go and get it. So let's have a little dip into the past. Let's go to Bristol during the height of trip-hop's power and the amazing Maxine Key, which was by Tricky, formerly of Massive Attack. This song's called Aftermath.
Thank you.
Tricky and Aftermath. Alison Goldfrapp sang on Tricky's record. She has an extraordinary voice. Elbow toured with Goldfrapp in the early noughties, and it was an absolute pleasure to hear her sing this song every night, apart from the night that she threw a full pint glass of beer into the front row during her first song and stormed off stage and refused to go back on again, apart from that night. Here is Goldfrapp and Felt Mountain from the album Felt Mountain. This is exquisite. Perfect Sunday night music from Goldfrapp, from the album of the same name, that was Felt Mountain. Let's keep the vibe a little bit like that. This extraordinary piece of music is another one I play regularly. I was saying the same thing of Take Five, wasn't I? This is the Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus from the Missa Gala, and it's performed by Wales, that's right, not the country but the animal, Wales, the Choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York, and Brazilian Escola de Samba. Amazing, eh? What must that sound like? A New York cathedral choir, some Wales, and a Brazilian samba band playing the Sanctus Hosanna. What must that sound like? Let's just ponder it for a minute. It's extraordinary, and it sounds like this. Whenever I play that song, without fail, I get people writing in to find out what it is. So, pens at the ready, everybody. That was the Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus from the Missa Gala. Sorry, the Missa Gaia. Just put Sanctus down. And it's performed by Wales, the animal, Wales, and the Choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York, and Brazilian Escola de Samba.
Six.
Music.
At home with the Keaveneys.
Hang on, here we go. To-do list. Thank you. Sean, here's your to-do list for today. Number one, sort the bins.
Go! Boom! Recycling in the tins. Put in special bins.
Number two, mow the lawn. Always look forward to that one.
Shortening your grass. Give your lawn a bit of class.
And finally, number three, sort out the car insurance.
Fully comprehensive. Makes me apprehensive.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
Stick that on your to-do list.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on 6 Music.
So the theme this week has been songs about the sea. The Sea Calls by Richard Hawley is about going on tour and missing his wife. Listen to what a big heart this man has got.
Sea calls out to an old hand to go sailing to new lands that they free. Bread, drink, and a birth of honey. I've got to go. The ship took the crew off to Newland. Bosun piped all hands, and with it you go. The journey to the unknown. I've got to go. Back to where we send the signals out to the men. Did they make it on board with fire in the soul? Oh, honey. I've got to go. Can you hear the winds blow? It shakes your spirit and your soul. I've tried to stay true and stay on land, but the call of the ocean is so hard to ignore. So I'm leaving your door. Ah, honey. I've got to go. Ship with a black sail, and the wind howls and goes sway. Dead men they don't buy, their faces haunt me at night.
sound of the shore. Shake your spirit and your soul. I dream of sailing the oceans, gathering all golden, dead trees in the heart. The way they burn, it warms the heart. Got to go. The years pass, we travel and we sail west, buying a new dress and all of my gold. Free your spirit and your soul. Got to go. Can you hear the winds blow? Shakes your spirit and your soul. I got to go.
Richard Hawley. Ah, be still my beating heart. That was The Seacalls, and it brings this programme to a close for another week. The Great Don Letts is up next with Culture Clash Radio. It's a brilliant programme. Stay tuned to the greatest radio station on earth. Thanks for your Song for Guy recommendations. Please keep them coming in. And thank you very much to Dave this week for helping put the show together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you, wherever and whenever you are... Happy New Week. Good night, Mum.
Midnight, I spent another lonely day thinking of you.
Six music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound, because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with a selection of sounds that include Little Comets, Yui and the New Yorkers, Blood Sisters, The Kinks, James Brown, Best Coast, The Sequence and Pill, to name just a few. Now, the first hour is fairly lively, giving way to a more laid-back second. Until we get to that, here's Bo Diddley's Hush Your Mouth.